Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Just an unbelievable article coming out of CNN Politics this morning. Woman with family ties to White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt arrested by ICE. I find this especially ironic for a few reasons. First of all, we have watched as Karoline Leavitt has stood in front of the cameras day in and day out and defended the most heinous deportations, the most heinous ICE raids, not of violent illegal criminals, but ICE targeting people who are going to the courthouse. They see the light, they see the end of the tunnel, they are about to follow the proper procedure, and then they get hoodwinked. We have seen ICE deporting people at farms who just want to contribute to the country for a better life. People working at farms and going to the courthouses are not the people that should be targeted, yet this administration is reallocating funds away from violent criminals towards more innocent people. Throughout all of this, Karoline Leavitt has been defending that, has been going hard on these more innocent people, while she has had somebody illegal close to her in her extended family this entire time. It took me 1 minute of research to find a clip of Karoline Leavitt defending ICE detaining a 15-year-old student with disabilities outside of a high school. Now, this happened back in August and is separate from the story that I'm going to read after about Karoline Leavitt's family member. But I mean, she was defending the most heinous of detentions while her own family member was here illegally and had done worse things. Take a listen.
Yes.
So there are a lot of reports that ICE agents detained a 15-year-old student with disabilities outside an LA high school, even leaving bullets on the sidewalk. How does the Trump administration plan to ensure parents that their children can return to school without fear of being wrongfully detained or endangered by federal agents?
Where'd you see that report?
LA Times.
Okay, well, I'll have to look into the veracity of that report. I read the LA Times almost every single day, and they are notorious for misleading the public. I'm sure there's more to that story than the way that you just characterized it. This administration wants to ensure that all school children across the country and every city from Los Angeles to DC can go to school safely. And that's part of this administration's effort to federalize the National Guard in Washington to ensure that ICE is removing child predators.
Jesus Christ, federalize the National Guard. ICE is detaining 15-year-old students with disabilities, and that's supposed to keep children safe. I mean, you want to talk about keeping children safe? ICE just smashed the window of a car of a 17-year-old on his lunch break. I mean, not exactly a child, but the point still stands. They're on their lunch break at high school, and look at.
I'm a U.S. citizen.
They are a U.S. citizen. ICE smashed the window of a car driven by a 17-year-old high school student on his lunch break in McMinnville High School in Oregon. The glass injured one student. ICE then detained the citizen high school student. Seems as if ICE should face consequences for assaults. The point is, ICE is on this terror campaign against citizens, legitimately detaining people who are citizens, who were born here, who are here legally, who are just vaguely brown in the eyes of ICE. Meanwhile, the actual criminals who are committing crimes are kind of getting away when all of our resources are being allocated towards, I don't know, hitting this arbitrary quota set by Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller told the White House, we want to hit 3,000 detentions / deportations per day. And to hit that 3,000 number, they necessarily have to go after people who are just here for a better life, which weakens the country. Like, if you want to actually put America first and strengthen the country, you should provide a path to citizenship for people who want to work, rather than deporting the people who want to work and who want to better the country. So this reads, a woman with family relations to White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt is in ICE custody after being arrested earlier this month near Boston. Bruna Caroline Ferreira, a Brazil native and the mother of Leavitt's nephew, was arrested near Boston on November 12th, her attorney told CNN. Leavitt's nephew has lived full-time in New Hampshire with his father, Leavitt's brother Michael, since he was born, a source familiar with the situation told CNN. The press secretary says her and Ferreira have not spoken in many years. A spokesperson with the Department of Homeland Security told CNN that Ferreira was in the U.S. illegally after overstaying a tourist visa that required her to leave the country in June of 1999. Ferreira, quote, has a previous arrest for battery and is currently in removal proceedings, a spokesperson said. See, this is a situation where if somebody is here legally and they've overstayed a visa, that's not necessarily bad. A lot of people have overstayed visas and they're using that to work, to build a career. There should be a path to citizenship most of the time. But if you've been arrested for battery, or if you've like hit someone with your car, or if you've stolen a bunch of times, then yeah, you can be deported after you have removal proceedings and due process. Everybody deserves due process. That is different. But Caroline Leavitt has spent this past year running defense for the deportation of people who are innocent. Kilmar Armando Abrego-Garcia was more innocent than Caroline Leavitt's family member, yet Caroline Leavitt was running defense for the illegal, unjust deportation of Kilmar Armando Abrego-Garcia. This is why I so desperately, just very quickly before we read more, I so desperately want a Democrat with moral clarity around every topic, but especially surrounding immigration. For example, when we look at the front runners for 2028, according to Kalshi.com, I see a few good ones. Gavin Newsom, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez comes in at second. Pete Buttigieg. Gavin Newsom has really taken the spotlight lately due to his work online and his work combating Donald Trump. But I feel like Biden, the administration, didn't have a strong moral stance on immigration. Biden didn't come out with a lot of moral clarity, which opened up this vacuum on the right for Donald Trump to use the most extreme rhetoric possible. When Trump is able to use the most extreme rhetoric possible because Biden has no counter message, there's no rubber band to pull us back. Then Trump is just taking it to the extreme, the extreme, the extreme. So we need somebody in 2028, my point is, that has enough moral clarity where we can stop this type of shit, where U.S. citizens have their window broken out. But to continue, Ferreira's attorney said she was a former recipient of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, which grants temporary protection from deportation for those brought to the U.S. as children. She was unable to renew her status a few years ago during Trump's efforts to end the program during his first admin, but is currently in the middle of a, quote, lawful immigration process for U.S. citizenship. Ferreira was arrested while driving to pick up her son from New Hampshire. Ferreira and Michael Leavitt were previously engaged and have joint custody over their 11-year-old son. Michael Leavitt told CNN affiliate WMUR, Ferreira has maintained a relationship with their son, but the boy has not spoken to her since her detention. He described the situation as difficult and said he just wants the best for his son. A GoFundMe page verified by Ferreira's lawyer has been created by her sister for legal fees and expenses. As of Wednesday, they've raised $15,000. I mean, here's the thing. I want to know, do you guys feel bad? Let me know in the comment section. And make sure to drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed as well. But I want to know if you feel bad, because Caroline Leavitt, for example, has sat there and run defense for some insane shit. So now when I'm faced with a situation like this, I think that ICE has been rogue for obviously years, but their funding over the past year has skyrocketed exponentially, and now they're using their resources to go around in a masked manner, break people's windows, pull people out of their cars. Chicago has been getting terrorized over and over and over, and it's rich that Caroline Leavitt had somebody close to her who was here illegally the entire time. Bruna was brought to the United States by her parents in December of 98 when she was a child, her sister wrote. Since then, she has done everything in her power to build a stable, honest life here. Trump tried to end DACA during his first term, but the Supreme Court ruled that his admin had not taken the proper steps to do so. It just goes to show how everybody is affected by immigration. Even Caroline Leavitt, who wants to sit on her high horse and act like immigrants are not benefiting the country, they're all illegal criminals who are terrible people, she has somebody in her family who's close to her. I'm sure she cares about this 11-year-old nephew, and I'm sure by extension she must care about this 11-year-old nephew's parents and the health of his life. So everybody has a connection, whether you're 1 or 2 degrees removed from somebody who is here and may have immigrated. So just keep that in mind. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.